Jack and Meg?
Yeah, weren't they together for a while?
What is their relationship? Brother, sister, ex-husband, ex-wife?
I thought it was ex-husband, ex-wife.
Heard so many different things.
Didn't...
You'd hope it's not brother, sister.
Didn't Gwen Stefani sleep with, not the drummer,
but... Yeah, but they were together before they started. Yeah, what's that guy's name?
Tony?
Tony something or another. Yeah, they were together for a while. Now she's married to that Gavin Rossdale, who was rumored to be for the gays last month.
Oh, no.
What was the rumor there?
Yeah, that he was for the gays.
Just that? Somebody just said
something
that?
Something else happened. Yeah, but they've been, like, popping out kids left and right.
Good for them.
We'll take your bands broken up by lead singer sleeping with drummers. Calls at 969-1380, 1-800-491-1380. You can email the show on the topic the morning after at team1380.net for the Ticket Guys email today, in which we're giving away a $25 gift certificate to Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill. Doug, I have an injury. Doug and I were in the restroom together.
Looks like you've gotten hurt again. Is that a paper cut?
I went to reach for a towel, and I somehow...
On what?
Just right there in the bathroom.
On the towel dispenser.
Yes.
Cut your ring finger.
I mean, I am. Is this my ring finger?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know these days.
That's your ring finger.
That's my right-hand ring finger.
Uh-huh.
It is...
you're bleeding just a little
bleeding
bit.
Bleeding like the... Charlie, can you believe I'm still on the air performing at this level with this kind of...
Wow,
injury?
That's actually... That's gushing
inspiring.
Almost.
Would you say this is up there with Larry Wilson?
With the two broken hands intercepting a couple passes? I think that what you're doing now shows a lot more toughness than the free safety ever exhibited. I didn't even see you get hit. Is it something?
Well,
you just touch something and you start bleeding?
I don't know how it happened. I reached for the towels. I mean, it was my depth perception. And athletically, am I that poor that when I go to reach for towels that I miss so badly that I actually... Doug and I were having a conversation as I reached for the towels, and I just, like, ooh, I hit the wall. And then I looked down, and there's skin ripped
blood
off and blood.
That's a
pretty significant cut.
Like a Sam Peckinpah motion picture.
I'm really down about it. I have to be honest. I am really... really upset.
I got a similar cut like that the other day for reaching into a vending machine to get a pop. And the same thing, I must have just, depth perception, just scratched my hand all up, blood everywhere.
Really?
You didn't grabbing clean a pop out of the vending machine.
You just let the blood there?
No, I wiped
there.
It off.
I'm good.
You don't want your blood on the vending machine that other people are touching?
No, you really wouldn't want that.
Would you?
No, you wouldn't want a soda that was dripped in someone else's blood.
That's why I wiped it off.
Now I have, like, jelly on my leg.
There's pus coming out?
No, actual grape jelly. Oh. For my peanut butter. Around 8:30 on this broadcast every day, I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That was a bowl of oatmeal at 5:45. I kind of have this thing timed out.
Mm-hmm.
Way I have small meals throughout the course of the day, and somehow peanut butter and jelly is now on my leg. I have blood on my right ring finger and grape jelly on my leg. This is a real problem.
Maybe you just need to shut her down for a while and gather yourself.
I would, but we have that Kyle Loesch coming up at 9:25. And on the other side of the commercial break, you think Jeff Luhnow has ever taken off his shirt and challenged one of his prospects to a fight?
I don't think so.
It might not have happened with Luhnow, but it has happened in another baseball organization. We'll have the story on that. On the other side of the commercial break, this is unbelievable. Loesch at 9:25. Ticket Guys email today still to come. It's the ITD Morning After on Team 1380.